You gotta pity the poor Democrats. The Mueller report was replete with impeachable offenses, and Mueller himself made it clear the ball was now in their court. His job was to investigate, provide facts, serve up indictments, refer to other judicial branches those issues outside his purview, but crimes nevertheless. A sitting president, not his job to make the call. What he said was he could not offer exoneration on the issue of obstruction of justice. That job would fall to the Congress using the powers of impeachment. Congress, of course, has all the courage of the lion in the Wizard of Oz as it chews on its tail in trepidation. The GOP, as always, is willing to ignore just about anything short of murder to defend their new leader, the guy who has changed the grand old party into the greedy, obnoxious partisans, with scarcely a whimper from the boys in the club. The Democrats believe what the Republicans are threatening them with, that an impeachment will backfire on them in the 2020 elections. They think it might be better to let that go and fight for a replacement to the boy King next cycle. They could be right, of course, and expedience could trump justice here. But the argument against leaning into impeaching a president so utterly lacking in decency or morals is that the case is comparable to Clinton's, who was impeached but not convicted in the Senate. The Senate now has made it crystal clear they have no interest in Trump's malfeasance so long as they can use him for their own goals. Profiles and courage, not so much. Clinton's impeachment was seen ultimately as partisan overreach. He said under oath he did not have sex with that woman, and most people could understand, if not condone, lying about sexual improprieties. Trump, on the other hand, refused to testify for Mueller. We all know he lies constantly, possibly doesn't even know the difference between what is true and what isn't. We know he and his advisors met multiple times with the Russians, even asked them to find Hillary's emails. We know why he fired Comey. We know why he asked his attorney to write a letter denying he had asked for Mueller to be fired. We know plenty. We know enough that if Trump were not president, he more than likely would be indicted for obstruction of justice. He may not have conspired with the Russians, but he certainly colluded. Collusion's not a crime. Conspiracy is, and it requires coordination between the two parties. Trump mostly wanted a tower in Moscow. The boob never dreamed he might actually win the election. The goal was that tower. The rest was prototypically real estate shenanigans. Mueller will be testifying in a few weeks, but nothing much will change. Barr did his utmost to muddy the water. The swamp is growing suburbs out there in D.C. And the real victim is government once again. Something stinks in America. Something is rotting. We all know what it is. We just can't seem to do anything about it. Which brings us to the 2020 election. You won't be hearing many Democratic candidates leading chants to lock him up, lock him up. We just passed that milestone, and now we're moving into the next chapter. Just get rid of this angry little Fuhrer, and let us put him behind us where historians can dice his legacy into a nasty puree of corruption and greed, small-mindedness, and self-serving illegitimacy. Trump will get his tower all right. One with no windows in his name in black letters. He'll go down in the annals of American history as the worst of the bottom feeders. If there was truly any justice, we would blot his name from every edifice and every consciousness. We would completely and forever forget this sad chapter as, hopefully, a temporary madness.